Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Yes, you listening right now. Come and maybe sit with me or open your ears for a moment, because you know what? I am going to be completely honest with you today, as always, but my heart is beating a little bit faster than usual. And I can tell you my hands, they're actually a little bit shaky. And you know why? Because today, I get to share something with you that I never, ever thought would happen to me. Not at 64, not after a lifetime of being told, don't brag, Danielle, stay humble, don't make this about you. You recognize that? 136 people voted, 42 shows competing, and 1.6 million listeners around the world. This is the UK Health Radio platform. And this little show of mine, From Stress to Authentic Success, well, we came in third place for best presenter and radio show at the 2025 UK Health Radio Awards. Now, I won. We won for the first time in my 64 years on this planet. I could say I received an award for the work I am most passionate about. The message that keeps me, I can say, it keeps me up at night sometimes, and it's the reason that I do what I do. And I have to tell you, it does feel strange, really strange, a good strange, but strange still. Because here's the thing, and I want you to really hear this from me, because maybe you're like me. I never did this for any recognition. For 5 years almost, I have been showing up to this microphone week after week, investing my time, my energy, but mostly my heart into this, never ever expecting anything back from you guys, never earned a single euro from it. I just kept giving. Because it mattered to me, because you matter to me, because I believe that if I could just help that one person move from stress to authentic success, from living from the outside in to living from the inside out, then it was worth it. So, you know, my mother taught me well, maybe too well. Don't brag, Danielle, stay humble. And I am humble still. I truly am. But what I'm learning right now in this moment, as I'm talking to you, is that there's a big difference between bragging and owning your worth, your worthiness. There's a difference between hiding yourself, hiding your light, and shining it so that others can see it and find their own way. And so right now, I'm choosing to shine. Not because I'm better than anyone else, because we have 42 amazing presenters, but because maybe, just maybe, you need to hear this story of mine today. Maybe you're the one who's been giving and giving from your heart. Can you recognize that? Working hard on something you believe in, wondering if it truly matters, wondering if anyone actually notices it, wondering if you should give up. I've had these moments. Maybe you're the one who's been told to stay small, just like me, to not celebrate yourself, to wait for someone else to validate your worth. Well, I'm here to tell you today, here and now, that the universe is always watching. Your work does matter. And when you give from your authentic heart, from your authentic voice, without expecting anything in return, somehow, some way, the universe always listens and gives back. So, speaking of the universe giving back, I literally just got back from Miami a few days ago, and I promise you, working 16-hour days, no sleep because of the jet lag and pure adrenaline, growing, stretching out of the comfort zone, becoming more and more of who I am meant to be. And I'm sure I'll tell you more about that journey in the coming weeks and months, because there's so much to say about that, about my message, about True Wealth, the True Wealth portfolio that I'm creating, about everything I'm building. But today is about you and me in this moment, this award, and this recognition. So I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who have voted. And it's also about celebrating someone else who has won alongside me. Someone who, when I reached out to him with the news, did not hesitate one second, not for even a second. He said yes immediately for a next interview, even though he was in Thailand and he had fever 2 days ago. Even though it meant rearranging his schedule, because that's the kind of person he is. And I am talking about Alexis Alcala, winner of the Holistic Healthcare category at the UK Health Radio Awards 2025. And can I tell you something between you and me? When I heard his name announced as a winner, my heart just, it actually, I don't know if you say that in English, but it swelled. Because if there's anyone, in my opinion, who deserved this recognition, it's Alexis. He's one of these rare souls, and you'll hear it in this coming conversation that we're going to have. He's one of those souls who is so genuinely, authentically himself. That's what touches me the most. There's no facade, there's no pretense. There's just this humble man with a massive heart and a passion that burns so strongly and so bright that you can feel it even through a podcast interview, radio show recording like this from Thailand. And let me tell you, Alexis founded Inner Camp, and you might have heard of it. I trust you have, and I trust you're going to do one day is workshops, because it's absolutely transforming. And like me, he never expected to win this award. Like me, he's been showing up day after day for you, pouring his heart into his work, not for any accolades, but because it matters to him, because helping people transform their life matters to him. And here's what I love about what we're going to do today. We're not just going to talk about winning. I want to go deep with him, really deep with him, because I've made a decision about this show, about my work, about how I want to connect with you guys. I'm done with that surface level conversation. I'm done with the polite chit chat that doesn't change anything. I want to go with you to the places that matter, the places where real transformation happens. And I experienced that again in Miami. It was amazing. The places where you hear a story and think, oh my God, that's me. I've been there. I've lived that. I felt that. And Alexis, he opened up in ways I didn't expect. We talked about his childhood, about studying, what his dad wanted him to study, because that's what we were supposed to do if we wanted to make money, right? Even when your heart was pulling you in a completely different direction. So we talked about his life story, his burnout, the moment when your body and your soul say, enough, that's it. How a breakdown can become a breakthrough into your true calling. And we also talked about becoming a father, because, oh, he has this beautiful 7-month son. And it's about the deep, vulnerable feelings that dads can experience, but we don't talk about. So, very interesting matters. These are the stories that I want you to hear. These are the moments where you and I, we can recognize ourselves in each other. We can realize we're not just alone in our struggles, our fears, or our journey towards, from stress to authentic success. So here's what I want to do right now with you. Wherever you are, whether you're driving, cooking, walking, working, I don't know what you're doing while you're listening, but I want you to take a breath with me. And I want you to ask yourself, What have I been giving from my heart that I haven't allowed myself to celebrate? What have I been creating that deserves to be recognized? Maybe not with an award, but by myself, by my own acknowledgement of yes, this matters. Yes, I'm making a difference. Yes, I am enough and worthy. And also, you can ask yourself, where in my life have I chosen the safe path over the authentic path? Where have I let fear of other people's expectations keep me from, being me? Because you are enough. Never forget that. And your work does matter. And your authentic success, it's not out there somewhere in the future. True wealth is right here, right now, in this moment, when you choose to live from the inside out. So, sitting here about to share this conversation with you, I feel so grateful. Grateful for this award, yes, but more than that, grateful for this platform, this community, grateful for you listening right now, grateful for people like Alexis who say yes to authenticity, to vulnerability, to going deep, because that's what changes the world, not the awards, not the recognitions, I promise you. It's just about the willingness to show up as you truly are and share the messy, beautiful, transformational truth of your journey. Okay. Beautiful you, are you ready? Because what you're about to hear is a conversation between two award winners who never set out to win anything except maybe the right to be authentically you, to be authentically themselves and help others to do the same. This is a conversation about childhood dreams, about burnout, about the courage it takes to follow your passion when everyone around you is telling you to play safe. It is Alexa's story and it is mine as well. So I'm Danielle Sachs and I'm so grateful you're here with me today. Let's just dive in and I'll get back to you after this little break.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you, wherever you are in the world. Here I'm talking to our winner in the category, I believe it was holistic health. So congratulations, Alexis Alcala.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so happy with this award.
Yes, I know. And so well deserved as well. That's why I wanted to talk to you as soon as possible after this, prize giving thing, because I want to know what happened when you opened my email knowing that you had won this award.
So I'm in Thailand this month, and I was already on the bed checking my emails. Last time I was checking my phone, and then suddenly I saw your email. And I never expected to win this award. And because it's also an award that goes to me, it doesn't go to Inner Camp. In the past, we got like 5, 6 awards, and they were all of them going to Inner Camp. But this time, this came to me. So you made me a very happy person that night. I can tell you that I went to you. I mean, I went to sleep and I was super happy. I shared this with my wife, with my family, and we were also very grateful and very happy as well. So it was a very beautiful surprise, I can say.
I can tell you that it's actually quite an honor, because you need, I mean, you know, and we talked about it, that this is a platform with 1.6 million people that are interested in health. So 136,000 people voting and you get first place, Alexis. I just Wow. want to, you know, focus on that and tell you. And I actually, now that you say that, purposely put in your name and not in a camp or the, you know, holosomatic therapy, because I know the work that you've done. I know that you are the soul behind all this. So I know what work. And tell us a little bit how many years and how much work you put into this, so that people, you know, people only see the success often, the outside success and the awards and the, you know, the public and the platform. But tell us a little bit about you. How hard, what from your heart, how hard have you been working to have this?
Actually, I could talk already about 30 years ago when I was maybe 10 years old and I was reading psychology books. And then I was super interested about psychology, about the human being, about philosophy as well. And I remember at some point my dad came to me and he said, you need to study something that is more serious, where you're going to earn more money. So forget everything about psychology. Maybe you should become an engineer. And in that moment, when I was around like 16 years old, I changed my mind and I became an engineer, and I studied IT, I studied business, economics. So I studied 3 degrees and I forgot everything about psychology and about helping people. And the journey started again like 12 years ago when I had a burnout, when I became sick, and I realized that, hey, I don't like this life. I can earn a lot of money maybe with IT or escalating positions, but I know that I'm very unhappy. And this is when I started. I started with breath work, with body work, with somatic therapies, with coaching as well. And it's when everything started. And in 2018 is when I started Inner Camp and working like harder to support people, to train future facilitators, and to bring this method to even more people. So it's a lot of hard work, you know. We were discussing this topic earlier today, and it's a lot of work that people don't see. People see us on a stage. Yes. And they think,
okay,
maybe
they're a sportsman. You know, people don't realize Federer, Roger Federer, for example, in tennis, what he does, or, you know, what's his name, Ronaldo, you know, in soccer of football, they don't realize what it takes to, you know, to, and you're only starting, to be honest. I mean, 2018, that's not even a decade ago. So, wow, so well done. If you see in 7 years, what you've accomplished. So yes. I just also want to know, because you were saying just now how you were feeling, when, how did you feel in your body? Let's just talk about the body work. How did you feel in your body, knowing, you know, because it sinks in. How did you feel in your body when you heard that you were the winner?
So before this award, I got another award 2 weeks earlier, actually. And this award came from the Complementary Medical Association in the UK. And it came also to me. And before this award, we got like 5, 6 awards for Inner Camp. And I always felt, okay, this is the work that I have done. It's the teamwork. So we have worked so hard to achieve these results. But this time, I also didn't expect when I got this award from the Complementary Medical Association. It was also a surprise. I even didn't go to, there was a ceremony in the UK and very close to London. And I was invited. I thought, I'm not going to get any awards, so I will not go. I'm super busy. So I sent someone from the team, and then it was a surprise. But this was like the second time in a period of 2 weeks winning a second award for me and in my name. So I felt like, wow. So and I didn't, you
the
know,
universe is telling you something, Alexis. What is the universe telling you?
The universe, I think, is telling me trust in your mission, trust yourself.
Yes.
You know, you probably also experienced this in the past. We have ups and downs, you
Yes.
know. So one day we are celebrating an award, and then it's amazing because people are giving us very amazing feedback. And then the next day we find problems, IT problems, for example, or things don't work as we expected. So sometimes it's hard, you know, this journey is hard. So it's not easy for me every day. Every day I don't wake up thinking, wow, everything is perfect. My life is perfect. Although I feel like my life is amazing, but it's not easy. It's not easy because there are so many things going on at InnerCamp right now. So many workshops, for example, in January, we have this theater event. We are going to bring more than 700 people. And it's not so easy to bring so many people to an event where I'm going to be talking for 5 hours. So it's like, it's not easy to convince people to join us. So yes, this award is like, for me, it's like confirmation that I'm on
Yes.
track,
Yes.
that
And
what
that
I'm
you're
doing
worth
is the right thing.
that you're worth this recognition. We all need, we are like you are a little boy, I'm a little girl who just needs to be seen, to be, confirmed in their worthiness. That's how it works. That's in my practice what I see. Whether you're 30 years old, 60 years old, we all need that feeling of confirmation and love and being seen and being heard in our, in our own message and world. So I am so honestly so pleased that you got this, because when I saw that you had one, I want to share, it really hit me as well, because how the universe works, Alexis, I just want to say that to anyone listening. I went, that's how it goes. I went to one of your workshops in Antwerp, and now after 3 hours, I was, and that's the tour you're going to do, I believe, in December in the UK, with
Yes.
InnerCamp, with doing those workshops. And I can recommend anyone to, who is in the UK, go and look up where he's coming, because that first workshop was in June. I will never forget it. And so I did these 3 hours. And afterwards, not just the feeling of transformation that I've been through, but I thought, jeez, I want to speak to this guy and have an interview. And I wasn't sure if you were going to accept. But can you see what happens with the universe? I came to you. You were still in your vibration of the workshop and, everything. And I just asked you, I have very humbly, I have a radio show with about 100,000, listeners every week on a platform of 1.6. Are you interested in doing an interview with me? I would so appreciate it. And exactly that moment, your face said, "Oh yes, I'm in. This is my email. Connect with me." And I just want to say this, because if I hadn't been to your workshop, if I hadn't asked you that question, if you hadn't replied, which is the universe, saying something, you wouldn't have been here with me today having an award.
Right,
You know what I'm
right.
saying? So I
Wow,
find that so interesting, the synchronicity sometimes also of what the universe is giving to you. And I just want to say that to everyone listening, that's what the universe does. And you have worked so hard working with the interviews, following your story that you just told us now, Alexis. So many people, and I'm talking to you out there who is listening now, I am sure that you recognize yourself in that. So many people follow that path of outside achievement, out of what daddy has told you to do, what your grandparents want from you to do. And then comes that moment where you realize this is not it. The body is showing you. So that's what you're saying, isn't it? So it's
Totally.
beautiful
The
testimony.
body is communicating all the time to you. It's telling you this is not for you. This is not safe. This is a toxic environment, toxic person. You need to run away. But then we don't pay attention to that because with our minds, we think that this is the right place, the right job.
I find it amazing how the universe works. I felt it in Miami as well. But what I want to talk to you about now is, so you've had a few awards with, in a camp and the therapy. Now you have a few personal awards. What else are you going to do for 2026? Is there a dream, like a really a specific purpose, dream, goal that you want to go for?
So I'm thinking actually about 2028. So
Wow, yes, let's
the
do
other
that.
day I learned with Mind Valley about the Vivid Vision. The Vivid Vision is a concept where we think about our plans in 3 years. So we make a plan, we do a brainstorming and a mind map where we write down everything that we want in at the end of 2028. And then I created a map already and a vision, and I shared with my whole team already. And I said,
Okay.
hey guys, this is what is going to happen in 2028. So I'm already thinking about all the facilitators that we're going to have. I'm thinking about a new app that we're going to be launching. I'm thinking about new audio libraries that we are going to create
Wow.
for people, because it's not just a must that you are coming to an on-site workshop, so you can receive everything in an online format. So I'm thinking already about an app, even combining AI together with this digital library so that the app is giving you what you need every day. So this is all part of the vision. Also writing a book. I have recently started with a book. I'm still like in the
Oh,
design phase as well.
yes.
So there are many things going on that are going to happen in the next 3 years. I'm
Wow.
super excited. I'm envisioning dinner camp in at airports, where you go
Yes.
to a cabin and then you can do breath
Wow,
work.
that's a
I
great
envisioning
idea.
also collaborations with the spas. You go to a spa, you can go to the sauna, you can go to the jacuzzi, but also you can receive a breath work session as well in the spa. So I'm thinking about how to bring this to almost everyone in the world, not to be something that a few can achieve or can have. So I think breath work and those therapies should be available to everyone.
Oh, I think so too. I totally and I'm going to ask a personal question because I know that writing a book, once that book is done, is like a baby. But let's talk about your baby, 7 months old. So, what about the personal? What is happening there? Because with so much traveling and so much goals, I'm a person who's talking about true wealth, and it's not just what we do. It's also, you know, as a dad, as a partner, what about your personal life?
I think it's a self-healing journey. The baby has been a source of wisdom, inspiration, learning about myself. It was, I can say, as a mother, it's different because you have the baby, you have so much love. So chemically, you are prepared to give a lot of love and a lot of attention to the baby. But as a father, it's different because you don't receive this chemical, you don't have those chemical reactions. And then suddenly there is a baby that you don't know. The baby doesn't love you. You feel like, okay, who is this person here? The mother can feel the connection to
Yes,
the
I
baby, but the
agree.
father is different. And suddenly you see, in my case, I saw that there was a new family. This family was my wife and the baby, but I felt
Yes.
like, do I belong to this family or not? And
Wow.
I realized after 2, 3 months that I was feeling this way. And I did a lot of introspection this month with the baby. Right now, I can tell you that I love my baby and I feel part of this family. I feel part of the core. I have had like a lot of introspection. And I can also tell you, we have a son, Max. And I
Dr.
really wanted to have a
Maxine,
girl.
yes.
I wanted to have a girl. And I was dreaming for a few years about having a daughter. And before we got the baby, before the labor, I had a dream. And in this dream, I saw my baby, a boy, and he was smiling to me and he had so much love for me, so
Wow.
much love for me. I never felt so much love from someone. And then I woke up and I felt I would be amazing and super okay to have a boy as well. And this changed completely the whole process
Wow.
because I felt I'm open to everything, daughter, son, so whatever. I'm okay. I'm here and I'm going to love them. And now I can tell you, when I see this baby, Max, our baby, and I see to this face, this is the face I saw in my dream. So it's the same
I
face, it's
believe
the
you.
same laugh, the same
I
smile.
believe
So
you.
he was communicating to me directly in my dreams.
I
So,
believe.
wow. I
Yeah.
can still feel like, wow, I cannot believe it, but I mean, I believe it because it's my story.
And why I'm asking this question, I mean, you know, I'm 64 years old and a grandmother. I talk about my message, true wealth, Alexis. And for me, you know, I have so many successful people who have built the biggest businesses and everything. But at the end of the day, it's about what matters most to you, what makes you really fulfilled in life, you know, and it's your health, your life force, I call it. It's the freedom to be completely you, and it's the fulfillment that you have of being who you are. And that's why I asked that person a question, because we are so used to look at successful people, you know, at the, you know, the status and whatever they realize. And I so appreciate all your work, but I'm so happy to meet also the person behind, because that is also so important. If that person is not happy, you know, it's a totally
yes.
different story.
If you have many businesses, if you are a billionaire, but yeah. then you don't have a family, you don't feel happy with your family, you feel empty,
yeah.
you need alcohol maybe every night
yes.
to just be able to sleep, or like
yes.
some kind of tablets, drugs, I don't think you are successful at all. You
mm-hmm.
have billions,
I agree.
but you are not successful. You are unhappy.
Yeah, I agree. So this is a powerful message for anyone listening. Now, coming back to inner camp and to your therapy, let's, because I've got two minutes left. Let's just say a little bit, what is the true message behind this that you want to get out? Is it about the mind-body connection, the body work, listen to your body? What is the true message that you, Alexis, want to give out in the world through inner camp and all the work that you do? What is your core message?
My core message is that your body has many answers. We are looking always in our mind for answers. We want to understand from our mind perspective
mm-hmm.
what we should do, what is right, what is not right, what is the best decision. But actually, your body is talking to you all the time. Your heart is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is telling you this is safe, this is not safe, this is a good decision. You have also intuition, and we don't connect. We are super disconnected from the body, from these signs, and also from this intuition. So
yeah.
my invitation is to come back to your body. I'm not saying that we are only body and then we don't pay attention to the mind and we are crazy. So it's not about that. I'm saying that the body is talking to you, and we need to pay also attention to the body. Once you pay attention to your body, you're going to realize that maybe this environment is stressful for you. Maybe this planet is not the right one for you. Maybe this job, you need to change the job. Maybe you need to talk to your boss. Maybe you need to face some shadows, some traumas from the past. Maybe you have this fear because you need to experience this fear because it's telling you something. So
yeah.
this fear is coming from something. So it's not about many people. I hear saying, I want to avoid, I want to hide, I don't want to feel. But in order to heal, in order to grow, in order to be happy, you need to feel, you need to face your shadows, and you need to understand a little bit what is going on in your body.
And you're saying it so fluently and so nicely, even with your Spanish accent, it is just such an important message. So I just want to say thank you so much. Is there another quote or something or word or how you feel about the award or something that you want to share just to finish off? And I want to say to people, and I'll say it in the outro again, about the workshops that you're giving in your tour in December in the UK. I think every British person should be there. Anyone in England should go to that. And that January thing, I think it's a new thing. So that's very important. I'll talk about that in the outro. But is there anything you want to give as a message, knowing that you have won this award? And maybe say thank you to anyone who has voted, because that's quite important as well.
So something that comes to my mind is, and I want to say to every one of you, is that you have the inner resources you need to improve your life, to have a successful life, a happy life. Very often we go outside looking for tools, looking for people, and we create a dependency with, for example, gurus, teachers, speakers, different
mm-hmm.
people, but you don't need that. You need yourself. You need your inner resources. And all of us have those inner resources. Of course, we need some support from outside to find it out and to understand where they are and how we can use them. But everything you need to be happy, everything you need to heal, to be your best version, is inside of you already. It's already you. So it's not a new version of you. It's already you. You are already your best version. So I'm ready to connect more to yourself.
Wow. I just want to thank every single one out there who's listening now and who has voted for you, because after this conversation, I realize even more how much you deserve as a person, as a father, as a inner camp founder, whatever we see you at as, you know, I really think you deserve this award. So congratulations again, and thank you.
Thank you.
Alcala.
Thank you, Daniela. Thank you.
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wow, welcome back. Just wow. If you're still with me, thank you. Thank you for staying. Thank you for listening, of course. Thank you for going to those deep places with Alexis and myself. And I just want to ask you something. Did you hear yourself in those stories? Because I certainly did. When Alexis talked about studying what his father wanted him to study, about choosing that path that would make more money instead of the path that would make his heart sing and swell, I felt that. I've lived versions of that story. Maybe you have too. Maybe you're living it right now. Because how many of us have made decisions based on what we're supposed to do, what will make us look successful from the outside, even when we're dying a little bit inside? I've lived that. And then that burnout story. Oh my God, that moment when your body just says, no more, I can't keep living that like this. I can't keep pretending this is working. You know my story by now. I exactly had that same experience. So I recognize myself in that. And that is not failure. That's your soul screaming at you to pay attention. That's, you know, your life almost telling you to redirect it towards another part, your authentic part. And Alexis didn't see it as a failure. He saw it as a gift. That's for sure. A wake-up call, a permission to, you know, to do what he was meant to do. And that story about becoming a father, I thought that was very vulnerable to share, because those feelings that dads have, they hardly admit those feelings, don't they? The uncertainty, the fear of, am I enough? How can I, you know, how we women have this hormonal kind of love from carrying this child for 9 months, then giving birth. So for us, it's a totally different thing. But it was so vulnerable of him to tell us the story on how he felt, and that it took a few weeks to really feel like a father. The honesty, the willingness to say how inadequate it felt. Wow, that was real. That's human. And that's what connects us people. And that is one of the reasons why I do what I do, because that's why I want to go deeper in all these interviews, not to stay on the surface. And, you know, for example, this week say, oh, congratulations, you won an award. Tell me how great you are, blah, blah, blah. No. I want the stories that make you feel something, you. The stories that make you think differently, the stories that give you permission to be more you. So let me ask you again, Where did you see yourself in Alexis' journey? Was it the childhood dreams that were put on hold, or the burnout that forced a change, or the vulnerability of taking on that new role as a father? Or maybe it was simply the recognition of meeting someone who chose passion over security. That's interesting. Here's what I know for sure after this conversation. Awards are beautiful. Recognition feels good. But when you look at the real win of Alexis and myself and you, it's when you choose to live from the inside out, even when it's terrifying, even when everyone thinks you're crazy. And you know what I'm realizing more and more? That we've been sold a lie about what wealth really means. Yes, we chase the money, the status, the external markers of success, but we're not investing in our true wealth. It's not just about your bank account. It's about all of you, your life, your freedom, your relationships, purpose, peace of mind, energy, joy, your everything, your ability to show up fully in your life. The fulfillment. And this is what Alexis understood when he walked away from the safe career to follow his passion. Now, think about it like a financial portfolio. I just trademarked it, my new concept of the true wealth portfolio, because you don't put everything in one stock, but somehow we have learned to put everything in our careers, our businesses, our external achievements. We neglect all the other assets that actually make life worth living. So if you're sitting there right now thinking, yes, I want that. I want to stop chasing someone else's definition of success and start building my own true wealth and invest in my true wealth portfolio, then I want you to know something. Here and now, you can. You absolutely can. It might mean facing some hard truths like Alexis did. It might mean going through your own version of a burnout or breakdown to breakthrough. It might even mean disappointing some people who had different expectations for you and your life. But on the other side is true wealth, real wealth. The kind that nobody can take away from you. So if you're ready to explore this whole concept, if you're done with the surface level, the done with pretending, the done with living someone else's version of your life, I'd love to talk with you. And you can find me at either my website, danielsachs.com, or just send me a message, daniela@danielsachs.com, because I work with driven, caring professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to do the real work, who understand finally that real wealth isn't just about making more money. It's about living more fully. It's about investing in all of you. And listen, we're not done celebrating these awards. I also want to give a big shout out to Nefsha Karamamet, who won in the self-awareness and realization category. And we'll be diving maybe some in her story in the, one of the upcoming episodes. But next week, probably in my next episode, I'm going to share more about my Miami experience, those 16-hour days, all the incredible growth that happened. And I'll talk more and more in the coming months about true wealth and the true wealth portfolio, and how everything is coming together in ways that I never imagined. But for today, I just want to tell you, if you are living in the UK, if you are in London, do not forget that Alexis Alcala's work, Inner Camp, is coming to you with an amazing tour. And in January, he's doing, you know, really a 5-hour workshop live with you. So if you're in the neighborhood, go there. And for the rest of today, I just want to sit in this gratitude. Gratitude for Alexis and his willingness to be so open with us, with every single one of you. Gratitude for this award that has reminded me that giving from your heart always matters, even when you can't see the impact. I promise you, the gratitude I have for this platform and these 1.6 million listeners around the world, and most of all, and I really mean this, gratitude for you, for showing up, for listening, for being part of this show and of this community of people who believe that there's a better way to live, a wealthier way to live from the inside out. So here's what I want you to remember this week. You matter. Your story matters. Your authentic path matters. And true wealth is already available to you. You just need to start investing in the right accounts, in the right portfolio. I'll talk about more of that in the coming weeks. This is me, Danielle Sachs, third place winner and forever student of true wealth. I just want to remind you that the best is yet to come when you have the courage to invest in all of you. Thank you so much for going deep with me today. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.